Good morning. Welcome to our Monday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. A little late start today, trying to come up with a schedule in the senior minister role that taking on here. And yesterday was a full day, and so we're working, and hopefully soon I'll have a more consistent time for these devotions so that you can know when to expect them. But as we work through that, I'll try to get them done each day, but we'll see how the timing of them go. This week we're looking at the awe of Christmas, and yesterday at Deer Run, Philip did a great job of talking about being in awe of Christ, and that really is the awe of Christmas, that the events surrounding the birth of Jesus. And so we're going to kind of unwrap a section of Scripture, Luke 2, and this week beginning with verse 15, and throughout the week we'll work our way down to verse 20. But today we want to talk about the awe of response. And Luke 2:15 says, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." The shepherds had just encountered an angel with a message about this baby that was born, that was sent from God. In fact, when the angels showed up, there was this great fear. And as seems to be a typical opening line of angels, they were told to not be afraid. But when we think of awe, we look at this very deep respect, this reverence for what you're experiencing. And the question is, what does that reverence lead us to do? Is there a response to the awe that we experience, the awe of Christ? And I believe just as the shepherds were filled with great awe and determined that they must go and see this thing they had been told about, that ought to be our response when we gaze into God's Word. A reading and a study and a meditation upon the Word of God ought to lead us to saying to ourselves, to saying those that are with us, let's go see what this is about. Let's go see the one that this is about. It ought to lead us to a greater desire to know Christ. And this response is one that should motivate us. When I preach, I generally, almost every time, will conclude by letting people know that there is a response that's needed from them. That the message isn't simply a response for those that have not given their life to Christ, to those that are outside of the kingdom of God. That is one response. To say, yes, I need Jesus to be Lord of my life. I need to have my sins washed away. I need to be made into a new creation through the blood of Jesus. But I've discovered that the typical person attending a church worship gathering has already made that decision. That's why they're there, to worship the God that they love. But it isn't simply, it shouldn't at least simply be a matter of coming and hearing a message and singing a few songs or listening to the songs if you're not singing. It ought to be an encounter that represents this awe of Christ. And that awe, that reverence of Christ ought to lead us to a response. And the question typically is, what will I do about what I've just heard? And there always is a response. Sometimes that response is a default, I'm not doing anything. Generally not the best response. But unless we choose to do something, that ends up being the default response. And so better is to spend time considering, what is my response? And I believe many times that response wraps around some aspect of loving God, loving people, and making Jesus known. And perhaps the message is such that the response focuses in on one of those areas. Perhaps the message is such that it focuses in on a combination of all of that. Because they're pretty closely tied together. So our mission statement at Deer Run is loving God, loving people, following Jesus. And Jesus said that the greatest command is to love God. The second is like it, to love our neighbor. And so if we love God as we ought to, we will love our neighbor. And if we love God and love our neighbor, then we are following Jesus. And so they're kind of woven together. So as Philip preached yesterday, the response, I think, typically wraps around some aspect of how will my awe of Christ impact my worship of Him? Will it carry me through the week? Will it fill me throughout the week? Will I do more than just set aside an hour that I call my worship time? You see, response is saying, God, what is it you want me to do? But it's more than just saying, what is it you want me to do? It's saying, okay, I will do it. But it often requires our asking God to help us to know, but it definitely requires our response, our obedience, our agreement. And so as we gather and we live life, this awe of Christmas, this awe of Christ, ought to lead us to response. And our response ought to be an awe-filled response, that it's one of reverence. It's a response that has come from great contemplation. When you think about special people in your life, there are times that you will just mull over decisions on what it is that you want to give them. You know, the Christmas comes around, their birthday comes around, and you don't want to just grab the first thing off the shelf. You don't just grab the first thing that comes to mind. The first thing you see when you walk into the store, this will do. There may be some that do it that way, but I'm guessing the more that person means to you, the more that you are going to invest in your response. You want it to be just right. You want it to reflect your love. You want it to reflect how you feel. And when we live with this awe of Christ, our worship ought to reflect how we feel. It ought to reflect the value we place on the one we love. It ought to bring us to a response. A response that generally says, "Yes, Lord." And we'll be talking about that this coming Sunday. But today, how caught up have you become in the commercial trappings of Christmas? I'm not saying most of what we do at Christmas is bad, or any of it is even bad. It's easy for it to become a distraction. And our response isn't one that honors Christ. And so this Christmas season, take the time to worship, to respond, to go and see what God's Word has told you about, what His message has delivered. And be filled with awe as you discover the Christ in Christmas. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love sent Jesus as this baby. A baby that the world was, at least the Jewish world, your people were looking for, but they weren't looking for. They had grand expectations, but they had somehow failed to see what You had already prophesied and proclaimed would come. And so when the message was delivered to these shepherds, the fear, the being terrified turned into this reverence, this awe that's motivated them to a response. A response which led them to that manger scene, led them to Christ. And their encounter with Christ led them to worship. Father, may our response to Your Word, may our response to Your Spirit, may our response to Your message always motivate us to look, to go and see the Christ that Your Word is about, the message. May we not just let it enter our ears and stop. May we respond to Your Word. May we respond to the presence of Christ. And Father, when we encounter Your Word, whether it's in our personal Bible reading and study, whether it's within a group time, whether it's within a worship gathering, a sermon, however we encounter it, may it lead us to respond to go and see who the message is about, to have a greater desire to know you and to have your presence within us and around us and through us. Father, may we live not only as those who have gone and seen, but live as those who are your representatives. That when the message is proclaimed, that the awe of Christ is pursued by us, but also that the awe of Christ is seen in us. Father, may our reverence for you always lead us to this response. A response that says, "Yes, Lord." A response that grows in our love for you. A response that grows in our love for people. A response that grows in our obedient following of Jesus. Father, may your word dwell richly within us so that Jesus can be seen through us. And Father, as we celebrate the birth of Christ at this season, at this time of year, may we be those messengers that calls not only ourselves, but those around us to experience this awe of response. And may we be deliberate about lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday morning, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.